McDonald, who is the Program Director of Education for the Skillman Foundation. Kristen, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What does the Skillman Foundation do?
The foundation is, we are a private children's foundation who operate almost exclusively in the city of Detroit. And we are have been working on school reform in Detroit schools since about 1984, invested about $100 million working around improving academic outcomes for kids in Detroit.
Do you feel like your work has been for naught since there's been so many financial and academic challenges in that school district?
You know, we don't actually feel like our work has been for naught, but I can tell you that since the 80s when we've been investing in various programs, we've had lots of success. There's been lots of great innovations, but the difficulty has been that the innovation has not been sustained.
We'll
make great progress, and then the work will start to dismantle, and that, I think, is the biggest frustration that we have.
Why is that?
We believe it's due in large part to the stability of the landscape, particularly the stability of Detroit Public Schools. So, for example, we can put in a great innovative program around literacy, and the program will start to make progress. A new leader will come in, and they'll have a different set of priorities. They'll decide, for instance, to work on math, and the attention is moved from one place to the other. And the innovation starts to dismantle as everybody starts to shift their priorities around the new leader.
We just had Stephen Wasco, the assistant superintendent for Detroit Public Schools, on the program. And he was talking with us about their proposal to govern their schools. They want to start with 10 and, if it's successful, expand the program. What do you think about that?
You know, we're actually very encouraged by the idea. Though we've actually seen this work in other places around the country, but let me say that there are a couple of things that we know that are really critical to sustaining innovation. And the first is making sure that the building leader has the ability to make change and then follow it through, and not just for a year, not just for 2 years, but it takes about 3 to 5 years for real academic innovation to take root and start seeing strong academic improvements. So the notion that the schools would be able to the school leaders would be able to be in control of the selection of teachers and their budgets and be able to see their programs through with some continuity is very encouraging. And I'll tell you what I like the best. I like the best this notion that there is a board attached to every school that involves the community, because so often in Detroit there are decisions made for communities, for parents, that they are never really asked what they think, and parents know best what their kids need. So the idea that there are boards attached to every one of these schools that are going to work with the school leader in making sure that the needs of the community are met as well as the academic needs of the students is something that we think is really critical. And they've seen that to be a really successful way of sustaining innovation in other places like New York and New Orleans.
So in the past, the Detroit Public Schools was making those decisions for the individual schools?
You know, honestly, I think that that's symptomatic of the education system at large, but there are a lot of big issues facing Detroit Public Schools. So they have a mountain of debt that they have to worry about. They have continuous changing of leadership. There's a lot of flow of personnel in and out of particularly the central office. So the conversations tend to become about what to do with these adult issues. So, if you look just at the debt load of children in Detroit Public Schools, there is this, every child now has to carry this debt payment on top of this, their per-pupil allocation. Well, none of those kids had anything to do with creating that debt, right? So, in the neighborhoods, as they're talking about ways to make improvement around academic outcomes, they're wrestling with that, and DPS is coming to the table with around this first set of schools saying, how do we work with the community and how do we put them as a part of the formalized governance system, which is something that's not only not happened in Detroit before, but really not happened anywhere else in the state. And so that's a piece that we think is incredibly encouraging, because when the community embraces the innovation that's happening at the school, that's when you see it sustained.
Well, there are many other school districts that are facing similar challenges. Pontiac, Flint, Saginaw, the list goes on and on and on. Should they have some success in Detroit, perhaps this self-governing may be the wave of the future here in the state.
You know, we really hope so. We think that it's really important to empower school leaders. Most of the research will tell you that the building principal and is really important for carrying an academic vision forward. The thing about this particular plan is that we already have some evidence that it's working. So the schools that are slated to go into this new...
All right. Thanks, Kristen. I've got to get to a news break. Okay. Thank you.